Hey, my friends, welcome to the 31st Friday Night Lincoln Show. This is Lincoln. On Monday, after the 2007 homeschoolalumni.org reunion, I went on a canoe float trip in Missouri with over 40 people. We had 22 canoes. Here is some of what happened on the canoe trip. The canoe trip was about 8 miles long and lasted a few hours. At 11 a.m., we launched our canoes. It was the exact time my nephew was born, by the way. I started out in a canoe with Elena. Elena's sister Chantal started in Andy Meyer's canoe. At the lunch break, Andy and I traded canoe partners, so Chantal was in my canoe, and Chantal's sister Elena was in Andy's canoe. At the lunch break, I put my shoes and long-sleeved shirt and things in the dry canoe so I could be more willing to get wet. Then the fun began. Chantal told me to paddle past her sister Elena and splash her, so Chantal and I did, and Elena got splashed. Elena leaned out of her canoe to rock our boat, but fell in herself. Elena then swam after our boat to dump our boat over, so I jumped in the water to prevent getting in a water fight between the sisters. With Chantal unprotected in her canoe, Elena succeeded in dumping Chantal into the water. In accomplishing this revengeful deed, Elena lost a flip-flop in the muddy bottom of the river. When we got back in our canoes, Chantal and I noticed we had 3 oars, so I stepped out of our boat and walked the 3rd oar upstream to Elena and Andy's canoe. I got into the middle of Elena and Andy's canoe. Elena was sitting in the front, I was standing in the middle, Andy was sitting in the back. Elena decided to rock our boat for fun. I helped rock the boat. Andy lost his balance and our canoe capsized. A bunch of our things floated downstream with Andy. Elena and I took a while to right our boat and remove the water. Back in the canoe, Elena and I paddled hundreds of feet downstream to rescue Andy. Seeing Andy's glasses reminded me of Elena's glasses. I asked her where her glasses were. Elena suddenly put her hand on her head and discovered she had lost her new prescription glasses. Elena had just purchased these glasses because she had lost another pair at another camp 2 weeks prior. Elena and I immediately started paddling upstream to find the glasses, then remembered that Andy was still floating downstream in the middle of the river with our things. Andy kinda remembered where we capsized our boat. After rescuing Andy, we 3 went back upstream and started looking. It was hopeless. The water was moving fast. The water was about 3.5 feet deep. The surface of the water was all ripply. You couldn't see anything on the bottom of the river clearly. Rocks the size of softballs just looked like blurry blobs. If you put your face under the water, it was even more blurry. The water was kind of cloudy. The water was moving so fast that it was hard to stand still. The water would push you along as you waded. Certainly, we would not be able to find transparent glasses, and certainly we wouldn't be able to see the rims, but we looked anyway. I rowed downstream and recruited the help of some of the other 40 people. We searched in vain for maybe an hour. Emerson got his sunglasses and dropped them in the water to test where the current would take them. He and several others were watching the sunglasses very closely. The sunglasses disappeared as soon as he let go. We never found Emerson's sunglasses. That shows you how ridiculous it was that we were even looking for Elena's glasses, which we did not see fall anyway. When the search was called off, I wanted to look a little more, so I figured if 40 people were looking, God may as well help too. So I prayed if God would help me find the glasses. Almost immediately I saw what looked like a polished copper penny on the bottom of the river. I wondered why another boater would drop a penny in the river. I looked close, and it looked more like a brass staple or 2 brass nails about 1.25 inches long. I reached down. I had to close my eyes and dunk my head under the water to reach the bottom of the river. When I pulled my hand up, the glasses were in my hand. It took me a moment to realize that I had found Elena's glasses. I hollered downstream to the group that was walking away. I found them, I found them, I found the glasses. Yay! Everyone cheered. It was surprising that the glasses were not scratched or stepped on. The river bottom was rocky, and there were a lot of people waiting in the water. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. The final song is a song Bethany Thrower wrote. She is playing the guitar as she sings her song. Send an email to Lincoln@LincolnShow.com and remember to check www.LincolnShow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Let not your heart be troubled. For I am God. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, do you think I would have told you? For I am the way, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I go to prepare a place for all my children, and I will be there when you come unto my throne. For I am the way, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Why do you say, show us the Father? Do you not know that to see me seeing God? I am the way, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Don't be afraid, for I will send you the Comforter, which is the Spirit of God. And I will come again, I will come again, and will receive you unto myself. 'Cause I am the way, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Thanks for listening.